All right, I got tape rolling here. We're talking with Cindy Steffens here on KSOM. She was part of the Wall Lake Auburn girls basketball team that won a great state championship. What was it, back in 1970?
1975, but I have to correct you already there, Chris. It was just Lakeview Auburn.
Lakeview Auburn,
yeah.
Not Wall Lake.
Wall Lake was later.
Yes, yeah. So thank you for that. Well, I mean, there's been so many changes in the schools over the years, it's hard to keep track of when they were which.
Definitely.
But Lakeview Auburn, it was 1975. They beat Minneapolis 51-50. You were part of that basketball team, and you and the rest of the team are going to be honored at Saturday's basketball state tournament on the girls' side. So tell me a little bit about this opportunity to meet with some of your teammates and to be honored at the girls' state tournament. I'm sure it's a thrill for you.
It definitely is going to be fun to be back there again. It won't be the same auditorium as where we won, of course. It was Veterans Auditorium at the time. But the excitement, the thrill of being in a huge setting like that was a memory that I have never forgotten.
Yeah, I mean, I broadcast games in the old barn at Vets Auditorium, and in terms of atmosphere, well, how can you explain what it's like to play a game in there, and to, you know, to be in a championship game there? It obviously gets a lot louder in there than the current arena.
Back then, I sound really old here, but which I am, but Veterans Auditorium was filled with fans, not just from the teams that were playing, but it had to have been people from all over the states, just wherever. There was a huge interest in 6-on-6 girls basketball, and the stands were always full. I mean, full. You had to have reserved seats. No matter the game, it seemed like it was difficult to find a place to sit if you were wanting to get a little bit closer. So it was really, really neat in that respect, just having, you know, thousands of people out there watching Lakeview Auburn play basketball.
What was the thought processes at the start of the season with the team? Did you what was your expectations there? Did you even think you had a shot at going to the state tournament that year?
Yes, we did have a feel for it. It was a goal of ours. Ever since we were in junior high, we were kind of being introduced to, you know, what we could become as far as a great team. Little do you know when you're in eighth grade, though, that that's going to be a reality, or if it's even, you know, at that point in time in your life, it's probably not even going to be a big deal. But until you actually get there, we had to work hard. We did go to state when I was a sophomore. We won the first game and then lost out. So it was our goal to get back again, and we nearly got back the following year, losing out, I believe, to Manila. And then our senior year, we made another trip to state, and it turned out quite well.
Yeah, it turned out quite well. I mean, the announcers, I saw an old video of it. It's on YouTube. It still exists. And they said at the end of the game that it was one of the biggest upsets at the girls' state tournament. What did you feel about the team's chances going into that game against Minneapolis?
We felt good. We felt, you know, a little nervous. You know, we were playing against Minneapolis, who had Deb Coates, who was an outstanding basketball player, and had set all kinds of state records. And here we are going into the final game of the 1975 girls state tournament against a big team like Minneapolis, big in wins and in ability, but another small school just like we were.
Yeah. You had a unique position on the team, or somebody had a unique position on the team as the designated jumper, as I recall. I mean, she literally came into the game, did jump balls, and then you win the jump and call a timeout. Tell me a little bit about that, and who was that?
Jolene Bloss was our 6'3" player, an outstanding individual, not just on the basketball court, but just in the classroom, a great friend of everyone and whatever. She could play both ends of the floor. In her younger high school years, she had played in the forward court. And I think probably her junior season, she was moved into the guard court. So we had some good height in the guard court with her at 6'3". And we had Kay Pick at the time was 6 foot. And we had two other scrappy senior guards who could take over the guard court. So once we tied Mediapolis and went into overtime, our coach moved Jolene from the guard court to the forward court so that she could do the jump ball. And so when we got possession of that jump ball, we had timeout and moved Jolene back to the guard court and continued to play and ended up winning.
Yeah, I mean, it worked. The strategy worked.
It did.
But it's neat, the announcer saying she's the designated jumper. And so I thought that was kind of interesting. I think it was Mickey Oberding who hit the last shot with 15 seconds left. What do you remember about just those last seconds? And then after it was over with the mob of celebration, I'm sure that must have been a special moment.
The celebration, the mob, yeah, it was really neat. We couldn't wait to get our hands on that big trophy at the time. It was, I don't know, 4 feet, 5 feet tall. I don't even know. Everybody got a chance to handle that, and there was fans all around. And I think, I don't even remember, you know, much beyond being on the court and all those people. But I do recall all of the fan support that we had returning home from the state tournament. Mm. We got partway home on the bus back to Lakeview. And we started seeing fans along the sides of the road in their cars, honking horns. They had signs. And this stretched for miles and miles and miles and just gained more and more people the farther we got down the road towards Lakeview. It really began to sink in that, wow, this was something really special. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that.
I mean, the community just to embrace it like that. The other thing is, to me, I wish I would have been around to watch 6-on-6 basketball. You know, you see 5-on-5, it was a completely different game.
Yes.
6-on-6. What was it like to be part of that era, to play that sport, which is, if anybody watches it, again, you only have three players in the backcourt, three players in the front court, and you can only dribble it, twice or three times or whatever. And, I mean, it's part of the history of this state, which is a great history.
It was a perfect game for us. It took a long time to develop the 5-on-5 game with the girls to the point where it is today. It's kind of, it's amazing. The athletes that in high school and in college that play women's basketball, but we were good at what we did and worked hard at to accomplish what we did, and I don't know, it was fun.
Yeah. Do you still stay in touch with a lot of the members of that team?
No. I do through social media a little bit with a few of them, but no, most of them I haven't seen probably since I graduated from
high school. Do you think it's going to be like to reunite with them and to share the memories from that team?
It will be fun to share memories. Everybody will have something to contribute to, you know, what they remember of that great moment in our time and our lives. And I'm looking forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah. So what last question is, what did athletics do for you? I mean, what did you get out of athletics that helped you later in life?
I was fortunate that I could participate in whatever sport I wanted to when I was in high school. And that was really kind of my thing was, I loved learning, but I also loved playing sports. And to meet all the people that I have through the years in high school, following in junior college, and then on to a four-year university, I continued to play softball. But it's always been a big part of my life, either playing or coaching it, watching it. I just enjoy it.
Cindy, thank you so much for your time to share some memories, and congratulations. Enjoy this moment that you get to share on Saturday with the rest of your teammates from Lakeview Auburn in that historic girls basketball championship. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Chris, for having me.
Cindy Steffens with us here on KSOM.